Well, thank you all very much. In a sense, there's a little nostalgia in the air because just 44 and a half years ago, Barbara and I had our honeymoon 14 miles from here, or just a few miles from here, so I feel like it's coming back in a sense. And I want to thank Charlie Rinkovich, who has really epitomized what cooperation stands for between law enforcement agencies. And I worked with him, as Nick Brady said, hand in hand as we did battle against narcotics in South Florida. And the South Florida Task Force was a success. And one of the reasons that this place here has been a demonstrable success is that Charlie brought those same skills that he had of getting people working together and has applied them right here at Glencoe. I want to salute our Attorney General, who really is doing a superb job shaping for me a anti-crime package that I want to talk with you a bit about today. I want to salute Secretary Brady. Many don't realize that the Secretary of the Treasury has tremendous responsibilities in the field of law enforcement, and Nick's doing an outstanding job. And then on the political front, I wasn't quite sure that anybody could ever fill the shoes of Bo Ginn, who's over here, your own. And sure enough, Lindsey Thomas, who flew down with us on Air Force One, is doing a superb job for Georgia, and he's right here with us today. And I want to say I'm pleased he's here. And unrelated though it is to battling crime, we brought with us another son of Georgia, and that is the Honorable Paul Coverdell, who had been a member of the state Senate here and is now the director of the Peace Corps worldwide. Paul, over here. And the last thing I would like to do, those of you in the back can't see them, but one of the things this center does is offer training certain anti-crime techniques and self-preservation techniques to ambassadors. And I see that several of those who I have selected to be United States ambassadors serving in foreign countries are here with us today, and I'd like to ask them to stand. This is such a warm summer day, I think Charlie ought to take you all over to Pam's. Sorry about that, Charlie. No, we've had a lot of talk about the various kinds of training that our law enforcement people from all different agencies go through, and they were telling me about the shooting range. I also hear that a distinguished graduate of one of the courses was a predecessor in the ambassadorial training. Shirley Temple Black was here, soon to be our ambassador to Czechoslovakia, a tough assignment, which she'll do very well. But I'm told that in shooting, she had an almost perfect score, 4 shots, right on the target. The target was a picture of a tourist with a camera. She's going to do well in Czechoslovakia. But when you graduate from this center, the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, you're going to leave, you graduates, with a knowledge that you've already confronted the hardest questions that any peace officer must face. You'll already been tested under fire, and you will know from the Firearm Training Center whether or not you would shoot when you must shoot, and if you would hold your fire when the apparent bank robber turns out to be a child with a toy gun. And you will know from Hogan's Alley just how fast your reaction time really is. And in short, you will have been tried and tested all of your reflexes, physical, mental, and moral. And when you return to duty, whether your duty is at the federal courthouse in Atlanta, the mountain hollows of West Virginia, or the city streets of New York, you will take with you a confidence and a self-assurance that can only be earned, never bestowed. And you might guard a NASA rocket, witness under the threat of a murder contract or a visiting prime minister. Or you might be a member of the U.S. Customs, the Secret Service, or practically any federal agency. Or you might be a local or state law enforcer. But wherever you are from, whatever you do, you wear a badge over your heart, a badge of service, a badge of honor. And I came here to salute one of you. This center is dedicated to a special partnership between every man and woman with a badge. The bulk of law enforcement is provided by one partner, states and localities, those closest to the streets and the homes of America. The other partner, the federal government, is best equipped to fight specialized crimes, from interdicting drugs on the high seas to putting prison stripes on high-rolling crooks that are now in pinstripes. And the federal government is adept at yet another task, training. And that's why this center is so well-suited to this special partnership. This center is renowned for its high-tech, state-of-the-art facilities and many talented instructors. And it was my pleasure just now to meet several of those talented instructors. But it's more than your ample resources and your excellent faculty that make Glencoe one of the most unique law enforcement training facilities in the world. It's also your singular and unwavering commitment to fighting crime. And you teach many agencies, but you are one academy with one purpose: to catch today's criminals with tomorrow's methods, and to lift the shadow of fear from our neighborhoods, from our communities, yes, from our entire country. And here, investigators learn how to track down insurance or telecommunications fraud, money laundering, computer crimes. Glencoe's Financial Fraud Institute will allow agencies to keep up with a boom industry, the quiet larcenies of white-collar crime. And let me just say parenthetically, if we are going to be fair about it, the white-collar criminal has got to pay along with the common street criminal. But right here, state law enforcers work with federal agents to learn how to crack a drug ring. And here, our U.S. ambassadors learn to recognize and avoid terrorists. Investigators and regulators, they learn how to work together to track down those who would poison our lakes and our rivers. And nowhere else do law enforcers from so many agencies train together. You may be a security officer from the State Department or a U.S. Marshal. At this center, you learn that there are many agencies that fight crime, but you are all members of one team, the United Forces of Justice. And the Peace Officers Memorial here at Glencoe is a somber reminder of this shared cause and shared sacrifice. 39 names, 39 slain federal officers. All were graduates of this center. Among the names is one that I recognize and knew well, Ariel Rios, a special agent of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, graduated from the center in March 1979 and gunned down, shot to death, while working undercover trying to break up a drug ring in South Florida just 3 years later in December of 1982. Julie Cross, special agent.
TVRO, you'll need to purchase a descrambler. Call your local cable operator or satellite dealer to obtain information on purchasing a descrambler.
Our link to Glencoe, Georgia, with the president addressing the officers of the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center there. We hope to have our picture back. We're going to take a break for this moment. We'll be back.
And those who use a semi-automatic weapon in federal crimes, or so much as have one during the commission of a crime, will do an automatic 10 years in federal prison, and I mean 10 years. No excuses. No excuses, no probation, no parole. And let's put the handcuffs on the criminals, not on the criminal justice system. And secondly, and I know our able Attorney General agrees with this, we can't plea bargain away the lives of your loved ones, the lives of fellow cops and kids, and I have directed the Attorney General to advise America's federal prosecutors to end plea bargaining for violent federal firearms offenses. Our message, pack a gun and we will pack you away. No plea bargaining for that kind of crime. And third, when a criminal commits a crime with a gun and someone dies, justice demand something in return, the ultimate penalty, the death penalty. And I call on governors to match this federal initiative and propose the same three standards at home. Mandatory time, no deals without cooperation, and the death penalty for these kinds of crimes. And fourth, at my direction, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms suspended the importation of certain assault weapons. ATF is continuing its examination to determine which, if any, of these weapons are not acceptable under the standard in existing law. The standards talks about suitability for sporting purposes. And you're hearing this from one who prides himself on being a sportsman and have been a hunter all my life. And at the conclusion of this study, and after careful consideration, we will permanently ban any imports that don't measure up to these standards. I am going to stand up for the police officers in this country. And toward this end, I am proposing the prohibition of the importation and manufacture of gun magazines of more than 15 rounds for citizens' use. I just don't believe that sportsmen require these 30-round magazines if the legitimate purpose is sports. And finally, I am requesting funding for the hiring of 825 new federal agents and staff, 375 at Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, 300 at the FBI, and 150 new deputy U.S. Marshals. And these new law enforcers should be matched by 1,600 new prosecutors and staff. And we're asking for an additional $1 billion over and above $500 million already slated for 1990 for federal prison construction. This will mean 24,000 new beds to boost federal prison capacity by nearly 80%. And in short, I am proposing more law enforcers to catch criminals, more staff to prosecute them, and more prisons to keep them off the streets. You here at Glencoe play a major role in this war on crime. And to say it exists to foster interagency cooperation is a forgivable understatement. It creates a bond between you and your roommates, your classmates, your fellow officers of the law. And this is a bond that can be known only by those who put themselves on the line every day in the service of a great cause. In a country where criminals threaten to erode the very liberties that we hold so dear, you, here at Glencoe, are domestic freedom fighters in this war on crime. And for this reason, you have a friend in the majestic Oval Office, and you have the gratitude and the support of the American people. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you very, very much.
And that's the president's address to the Glencoe, Georgia, Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in southeastern Georgia. I'm Dave Michaels.